One of our lads that work here is young Josh Morrow. Mm-hmm. He's our digital guy. Yeah, well, that's what they call him, the digital guy.
Sit next to Josh.
Yeah, well, everything you see on our like social media, our Triple M.
Oh, is that the guy that job?
Battles with the digital
and he's
part
a terrific young
job.
Man. He's a little fragile young man, but he's a good man. Well, he's just fragile.
Mentally fragile.
We just shake his hands, but he's a terrific young man.
Charles.
Now, Josh Morrow was telling me a story last week that he was on a Buck show. He went to a Buck show. You two listening?
Yes. Listening.
He went to a Buck show. He's meant to be here to explain what happened.
Where is he?
I thought I'd share this with you and the family because there's a lot of young lads out there getting ready for Buck shows, coming into the the better weather, and now you can dance.
Wedding season, after footy season's finished.
He was blasé when he said, oh, it was a great night. My mate had a great night. The boys had a great night. But we left one of the mates behind. He didn't get on the bus.
Yeah, disgusting.
Well, my head just, I turned to, what?
And you've got to mention, he was the best man. So he was organising.
He was the organiser.
Josh was the best man.
He was in charge. Yeah. You do not leave anyone behind.
It's like
that is the number one rule.
Hang on, what do you mean they left him behind?
Oh, they could have
passed out.
He didn't get on the bus.
They were one short. He just thought,
stuff it. We'll go. You've got to do a head count. Before you go to your next location,
it's like going to war.
Yeah.
You take everyone you go with, you take them home,
bring
dead
them back.
Or
well,
alive.
Maybe this guy
and
was just a complete pain in the bum and he was like, running late for everything.
No, you don't make excuses. That's not the rule. The number one rule is when you go together, you leave together, you come home together, you sleep together if you have to.
Yeah, cuddle together.
You do all that to look after your mate.
No, you do the runner all the time.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I fell asleep. Sleep at Stansbury Cricket Club.
And you did a runner.
No, because I couldn't find you.
Oh,
that's just not about me anyway.
You turned it into a Buck show.
Yeah.
It was Bloomin' Grand Final.
Yeah. And you were the Buck.
I what was it?
And the stripper.
You can't mention that.
No, that was Burn.
Anyway.
I was your stripper, was I?
Please tell me. What should happen to Josh, the best man of this wedding party? He needs to be suspended.
I think maybe excluded from the wedding.
Well,
not in the wedding party.
You can't leave your buddy behind.
Well, I wish he was here because I need to know a bit more detail about
what
that.
What detail do you want?
Well, why did they leave him behind?
Oh, I just think because he didn't show enough care for his teammates.
I actually was disappointed, and he was giggly. Like, he thought it was funny. I said, Josh, that's not funny.
Yeah.
You can't leave anyone behind.
I saw you. You pulled him aside. You said, I need a word with you in the separate room.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've got anything out there that's...
What are the Buck Show rules?
What are the
rules and regulations?
Yeah.
I wore a mankini at my Bucks. I was forced to. That was too big. And it didn't even touch me. My husband was just been standing there with a green bra on.
And what were you wearing? Outfit?
Yeah, Brayshaw organised my Buck show.
Yeah, Jimmy.
My first marriage, that is. I said, whatever happens, don't organise a stripper.
Right.
So what, 10 minutes in, comes the stripper and the seashell bucket, and the gel.
Hot
and
oil. Ask Biggles about it. Coconut oil.
What? Too much?
Too much.
1-3-3-5-3. Bucks rules, or have you left a mate behind? Maybe you were the mate left behind. It's Bernie, Bluey and Jars on Triple M.